This is Daim Shabazz. This is Chester. I'm in Tromsø, Norway. It is August 13th, 2014. We're actually in the General Assembly session. Two nations have just bid for the 2018 Olympiad, Republic of Georgia and the Republic of South Africa. So we have a break now, and then the federations will then cast their votes for which will be the winning bid. I have with me Ian Wilkinson, who is the president of the Jamaican Chess Federation, and he was actually on the ticket of Garry Kasparov in this past election. And we're just going to talk to him briefly about his impressions. I know he's been very, very busy, but he has honored us with a few minutes to talk to him. So, Mr. Wilkinson, how is it going, this Olympiad? I know you've been very, very busy. Now that the Olympiad is winding down, what do you make of all of these activities that we've experienced over the last 11 days?
Thank you, Dr. Shabazz, for this interview. And hello to all your listeners in, 180 countries across the world. This Olympiad has been extremely exciting. You know, obviously, having been on the ticket of the legendary Garry Kimovits Kasparov, it was very hectic, very busy, but it's quite exciting. And it was a win-win for Jamaica and the Americas region, just being on the ticket. The exposure was tremendous. The publicity, not just in Jamaica, but across the Americas and indeed the world, was absolutely fantastic for chess in our region. The Olympiad has been quite interesting. The games, which is really the games are the focus of the Olympiad, have been tremendous. Both the open and the women's competitions, extremely hotly contested, going right down to the final 11th round tomorrow. Jamaica has done well. We have won four titles, three in the men's section. We have our open section. We have got two new candidate masters, Malakou Lorne and Brandon Wilson. And Damian Davy, as Kasparov himself would say, he had to win to order in his ninth game, and he won with the white pieces against Mauritius's FM Roy Phillips to claim his FM title. And in the women's section, we have a new woman candidate master in the form of Anisha Smith. So there has been success, and going into the final round, we still have possibilities to medal in our respective categories.
So would you say that this Olympiad exceeded your expectations?
I would not say that from the point of view that I'm extremely ambitious. I wanted four titles for the players. I actually said two for the men, two for the women. Well, we got three for the men and one for the women, so that you know, compares with my expectations. When it would exceed my expectations, if we medal in both categories, because I expected us to medal in one category seriously, that's the women's section, because the open team is a relatively new team, even though the players have been around, but they have not played together as a unit at an Olympiad. So that would exceed my expectations if the men were to gain a category medal.
So let's move to another another aspect of the Olympiad, this election that took place, and you were very much involved in that since you declared that you would be on his ticket. This must have been a very tiring but also an exciting experience for you. Was it what you thought it would be? Was it more tense, or was it, I guess, more civil than you thought it would be, and what do you take away from this experience?
It was more than I bargained for on a number of levels. I was invited to join the ticket only in May, roughly 3 months before the elections, which from many perspectives is kind of short, but nonetheless I decided to acquit myself to the task and put everything possible into it. It meant changing my hectic schedule back at home, court cases and a number of other things, but this was destiny calling. This was Kaisa calling, and I couldn't say no. The association with Garry Kasparov, who wouldn't? I mean, the greatest player in the history of chess. It was difficult to say no, and so I enjoyed it from that perspective. The campaigning was brutal in terms of the hours put. For example, the week or so leading up to the elections, while we're here in Tromsø, I went to bed, the earliest I went to bed, I think, was probably 4 o'clock a.m. 4 a.m.
That's the earliest.
That's the earliest. I've gone to bed as late as 7 a.m. And this was due to meetings, planning, strategizing, campaigning. But it was all worth it. As I say to people, you have only two things in life, really, your reputation and your memories. And the memories here will last me forever. It was a great learning experience because I got to know the people in the chess world. I got to see many of the faces I used to just read about, particularly the delegates. I got to network. I saw this campaign, disappointing though the result was, and I felt, and I still do feel, that Garry Kasparov is the best person to lead the chess world based on the corporate sponsorship and other things that he brings to the table. But this was investment for us, and the time placed into all of this, the traveling, the meetings, the writings, everything. I think it is a good investment for the future, and I hope he will run again. That is for him to say. I think the chess world, especially the countries in the various continents, have benefited tremendously from the fight, because both teams have had to invest significantly in terms of visiting these countries, raising the profile of chess in these countries, meeting with respective government ministers. So in the long run, although it was a very hard and brutal campaign, and in some respects a bit tougher than I thought it would have been based on the behavior and approach of some persons, but it was very educational.
Mm-hmm. What was it like working with Garry Kasparov? We know him as a chess player and a politician, but what was it like working with him on a campaign?
Well, firstly, Garry is a dynamic personality. Garry was king of the chess world for 20 years until he retired in 2005. He's used to getting his own way. Well, I think I brought some stability, more composure to the team, and he tailored some of the things he would normally have done, and he listened to my advice, which was good. But working with him was just sheer pleasure, because he radiated such energy, such positivity, such drive. And it goes to show what a magnetic and tremendous force he was as a player, because the ambition you saw and the will to win in this campaign, you know, one could see how his opponents at the chessboard must have had such a dreadful time. He, on a more personal level, I played a game against him which was supposed to be a friendly game, but after just a few moves into the game when we were supposed to stop, he just wouldn't stop, and his competitive face came on, and this was a serious thing. It wasn't a joke for him, and you could feel the energy across the table. He trained the two Jamaican squads in Jamaica at the end of June in preparation for the Olympiad, and you saw his love for the game, his ability to communicate and to impart knowledge, and as a result, the two teams have done exceedingly well here, and he. Since the, I should share this with you, after the election, the first time he smiled that I saw was today at lunch on the 13th of August, when I told him how well the teams had done. He smiled and said, well, his efforts had not been in vain. So this was a tremendous benefit and pleasure for me to be working with the legendary 13 World Chess Champion. And I think he has improved, as we ought to do with the passage of time, as a person, because I think he sees what is required of him to get people to support him, and that this is, you have to win people over in various ways, but this is not about following a particular course which you see is unsuccessful. You have to change, just like a chess game, you have to change plans and strategies, and I think he has become much better for that.
So in terms of the climate of the General Assembly, you had a lot of discussion about Africa. In fact, in the bid, there were a couple of endorsements for having the Olympiad in South Africa. I believe you were one of them that endorsed as well. And obviously, Africa is one of those regions that is in need of development. Do you find that this focus on Africa is sustainable? I mean, we hear a lot about getting chess sets and chess in schools, but what kind of sustained effort is it going to take for chess to develop, not only in the continent of Africa, but in the Caribbean and Latin America?
Africa, in my view, and the other continents to a lesser extent, such as Asia and the Americas, of course. Africa, the future of chess. Africa, when you look at the tremendous possibilities in Africa, you can see that it has been an ignored continent as far as chess development has been concerned. You know, candidates come running close to the elections to try and win votes. But I think that the African situation is now obviously very sustainable, because it is not a matter of coming in the fourth year and a few months before the election. I think that each team will now have to inject considerable resources beginning right after this Congress to ensure that they maintain whatever pillars of strength that they have in the region. And so I think Africa is going to benefit tremendously from this new attention, so to speak. So what has happened over the last year in particular in the campaigning, I think it is sustainable. You might not see it with the same intensity, but I think people, to show that they were sincere, will have to redouble their efforts and to pay or continue to pay attention to a number of these territories in order to set the platform for the next elections in 2018.
Well, I want to thank you, Ian Wilkinson, for giving me the time to chat with you, and hopefully I'll be coming to Jamaica soon. And I look forward to working with Jamaica and covering the advancements that you set forth to do in the coming years.
Thank you, Daim, for having such a wonderful website and for continuing the great work you do. Your papers are with the Jamaican authorities to approve you as a Jamaican citizen. So you're welcome whenever you wish to be there. I've had you there before, and you're now a member of the family. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm honored. And with that, we'll close the interview. And we're in Tromsø, Norway. We're closing out the session. This is Daim Shahbaz, and we're signing off.